it's a new year. And for us to get all hyped up to say Seattle's the game of the year for us would be wrong, because you said it was Super Bowl or nothing. So it is just another game, but it's another game that means something to us. And we're just going to go out there and try to make Foxy happy and make everybody else and make this bye week go by real
nice. And your
nice.
D coordinator happy too, right?
Exactly. And D coordinator, it trickles downhill. So just make everybody happy and go in this bye week happy and knowing where we are and just ready to come back and work.
Last one on this before we grab a break, but I don't want to put the wrong word in your mouth or label it the wrong way, but is there a part of you and maybe a part of the team that, I don't know if relief's the right word, but are you going to be happy to be past this? I'm sure you guys are excited to play them again, but you know how much buildup there is for this. Do you feel like you can kind of get on with the season when this is done? Does that make sense?
I mean, I think it's something you live for. You know, you try to go past this and just try to not to live in the moment. It'd be wrong for you. You know what I mean? It's every game, every week is something you need to look forward to and just give your all and work your all. And I think if you kind of just don't live up to the hype or, like, just kind of feel the hype and get yourself motivated and ready, I think there's something wrong with you. You know, that's what the game's about. And, it's just a build-up and just go out there and just do your thing and just try to show why you got drafted, you know, where you did and just why you feel like you should be here longer.
We know how loud the fans are for the offense, and they're going to be extremely loud there in Seattle to try to disrupt Peyton Manning and the offense. Does that affect you guys on defense at all?
I mean, not really. You know, we just try to go out there and just work on ourselves. You know, that's the only thing we can really work on. You know, I mean, Peyton has that offense going. He's going to do his thing. And, you know, us and Coach Del Rio, we're going to do our thing. So you just try to give each other encouragement. Let them know if something goes wrong, we got your back. And they know, well, you know, vice versa. And I think that's all we can really do. And, you know, I think they're doing an awesome job. You know, I think they're the same way as we are. They feel like they haven't even reached their potential, nowhere near it. And, you know, we just got to go out there, keep working against each other and get better every day.
As you mentioned, there are a lot of new players on the defense. How long does it really take for you guys to come together and really gel so you completely know what each other are doing to play as that with that continuity you're looking for?
I think that takes a little while. You know, I mean, we've been together for a while, you know, but we've worked real hard. I think we're close, but it's one of those things where until you get in the game and you're really running around and seeing the real game speed of everything, you know, having to make calls and do things and see how people are playing and what they're actually going to do in front of you or behind you, you know, that takes a while. But I think we're coming along and, you know, we start getting our penalties and just kind of get a little better at everything, and we'll be a real dominant defense.
Yeah, you correct those unforced errors, those penalties that you talked about. I'm telling you, that was a great defensive performance on Sunday.
Yeah, exactly. You know, shadowed by our mistakes. So, you know, once we get rid of that thing, I think, you know, like you said, we'll be fine.